århundradets musik. Idag 1960-1970 medverkar Lee Gibson, Chucky Scott, Colin Anthony, Mike Redway. Det är BBC:s radioorkester under ledning av Gordon Rose som spelar, och det svensk presentatör är Rune Hallberg. Det är inspelat den 22 maj 1982. The love of your life, spend a lifetime of love, make her yours forevermore, make her yours forevermore.
A bit too much to bear, and you need someone to lean on. When you look, there's no one there. You're gonna find me out in the country. You're gonna find me out in the country, where the air is good and the day is fine, and a pretty girl has a hand in mine. And the silver spoon is a poor man's wine. Solid wall, you're gonna find me
air is good, and the day is fine, and the pretty girl has her hand in mine, and the silver spoon is a poor man's wine. In the country, in the country. Ba, 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 ba. Imagine a still summer's day, when nothing is moving, least of all me. I lay on my back in the hay, the warm sun was soothing, it made me feel good. The day I met Marie, the sound of a whispered hello came tiptoeing softly into my head. I opened my eyes kind of slow, and there she was smiling. It made me feel good. The day I met Marie, with a laughing eye, she tossed her hair a tad to light. She came and touched me, then she gone just like summer breeze.
Congratulations and celebrations when I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations, I want the world to know I'm happy as can be.
Who would believe that I could be happy and contented? I used to think that happiness hadn't been invented, but that was in the bad old days before I met you, when I let you walk into my heart.
Congratulations and celebrations, when I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations, I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. Congratulations and jubilations, I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be.
Ja, så lät en hel rad av Cliff Richards stora hits under alla år. Det var Lee Gibson, Jackie Scott, Colin Anthony och Mike Redway som sjöng till BBC Radio Orchestra. Under det tidiga 60-talet så var det något av en renässans för traditionell jazzmusik. Okej, lite hade förstås hänt redan på 50-talet med till exempel Chris Barber. Och om man vill kan man ju också räkna dit skiffelbanden. Men så slog män som Kenny Ball och Acker Bilk till, och låt oss höra en av Kenny Balls stora succéer. Här framförd av Mike Redway och The Radio Orchestra.
With Mike Redway.
I love you, Samantha, and my love will never die. Remember, Samantha, I'm a one gal guy. Together, Samantha, we could ride a star and ride it high. Remember, Samantha, I'm a one-gal guy. And if some distant day you decided to say, get along, go away, goodbye,
of some distant day, you decided to say, get along, go away, goodbye.
I love you, Samantha, och det var Mike Redway som sjöng till BBC Radio Orchestra. Som sagt, det var engelske tradjazzaren Kenny Ball som tog den melodin till engelska hitlisthistorien genom att placera den där 15 veckor. Men det rekordet, det slogs lätt av klarinettisten Acker Bilk som placerade Stranger on the Shore 55 veckor på den engelska hitlistan.
Stranger on the Shore, and the clarinet solo there was by Derek Hyams. We now come to something of a watershed in our chronology of the music.
Ja, det är den engelska spiken Len Jackson som säger så där.
The sunlight, but I've seen it shining in your eyes. me if I only knew. Then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you. Driving me insane. Kiss me once more. That's another thing I like you for. I like it, I like it. I like the funny feeling being here with you. And I like it more with every day. And I like it always hearing you say you're liking it too.
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. I've known a secret for a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I long to hear. That I'm in love with you.
Ni lyssnar till programmet Nordring Rendezvous som under rubriken Århundradets musik nu sysslar med 1960- till 1970-talets musik. Och om man nu kan säga att 1963 var året då grupperna från Liverpool slog till, så måste väl 1964 vara flickornas år. Lulu hade en stor hit med Shout, Marian Faithfull med Esther's Goodbye, Kathy Kirby hade hits med Let Me Go Lover till exempel, och Millie slog igenom med My Boy Lollipop. Dusty Springfield sjöng I Only Want To Be With You, och Syl White ändrade sitt namn till Cilla Black och spelade in Anyone Who Had A Heart.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you, knowing I love you so. Anyone.
without you I die, dear, knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue. What am I to do?
Så här långt i 60-talets brittiska pophistoria kan man konstatera att en stark, stark amerikansk influens, åtminstone vad det gällde musikmaterialet. Så var ju till exempel melodin vi nyss hörde, Anyone Who Had a Heart, en stor framgång för John Warwick, skriven en gång av Burt Bacharach och Al David. Men så började allt fler av artisterna och musikerna att själva skriva sitt material, sina sånger. Grupper som Kings, Who och Rolling Stones var typiska företrädare för det här. Och låt oss höra Colin Anthony och Mike Redway i tre melodier från den tiden. People try to put us down. Talking about my generation. Just because we get around. Talking about my generation. Things they do look awful cold. Before we get old. My generation, baby. Why don't you offer the fade away? Don't try and dig what we all say. Not trying to cause the big sensation. Talking about my generation. Taxman's taken all my dough and left me
taken everything I've got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
Drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, lazing on a sunny afternoon.
Det var Colin Anthony och Mike Redway som sjöng My Generation, Satisfaction och Sunny Afternoon. Men trots allt av alla musikaliska trender som 60-talet innehöll, så var det ju Beatles som hade tagit greppet och kopplat till riktigt. Och de slog faktiskt ut det mesta. Teamet Lennon-McCartney skrev ju praktiskt taget allt som gruppen framförde. Och de använde studion, inspelningsstudion, som sin musikverkstad. Och spelade med tiden in på ett allt mer komplicerat sätt. Och Beatles revolutionerade ju också LP-skivan med utgivningen av Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Och BBC tycker att vi ska sluta detta program, detta allt för korta program om 60-talet, med en hyllning till just Beatles. Och alla sångarna, Lee Gibson, Jackie Scott, Colin Anthony och Mike Redway. De kommer här tillsammans med BBC Radio Orchestra med en lång, lång rad av Beatles-sånger som jag är övertygad ni känner igen.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me a reason, I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Ooh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love. Would you believe in a love at the sight? Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time. What do you see when you turn out the light? I can't tell you, but I know.